In some areas, surprisingly, there's, and it's a lovely complaint to have, there's so much grass that we're not actually seeing a lot of wildflowers. But in most areas, there are some of the wildflowers coming up either as shrubs that are coming up above the normal understory of grasses, and also out further where we're just getting carpets of herbage that are showing variety of colour.
Now, you've been a long time local. How long's it been since you've seen it like this?
I don't think I've ever seen it like this, Nicole, but every year is so different, and I guess that's what makes my job and living out here so interesting, is that every year we get a different combination of rainfall, a different combination of was it cold or hot before or after the rainfall, when the rain fell, and it's interesting which species respond to which suite, I suppose, of rainfall events. So every year is different, but this year is amazing, particularly a bit further west and south, where they've had good rain just about all year.
So no sitting on the fence. How does this year compare to others? Has this been one of your favourites?
Absolutely one of the favourites, yep. The shrubs between here and between Longreach and Jericho, well, between Barcaldine and Jericho specifically, are just amazing. And we've got all different colours. You get the pinks of the myrtle with yellows of the wattles, the four different sorts of grevilleas, so the toothbrush grevillea and the honeysuckle grevillea, the beefwood, the silverleaf grevillea. We've got firebush, which is also purple, and lovely shrubby daisy bushes too. So they're looking spectacular between Jericho and Barcaldine at the moment. If I had to pick a few favourites, you've got to love the sandhills. Particularly, I've only travelled between Boulia and Bedouri recently and then from Bedouri to Windora. But the sandhills have beautiful flowers on them at the moment. Again, they're quite well vegetated with grass in many places, so it's not as prolific carpet over the sandhills. But to stop and have a look, and they're definitely, you notice them, so you want to stop. But there are poached egg daisies, some of the little fireweeds, which are the good fireweeds. There is a fireweed that's a weed further south. It's not related to those. And some of the little sea heaths are lovely. I'm not quite sure why they're called sea heaths out there. But the Frankenias, the portulacas, some of the paracelias, which are a fleshy little portulaca with lovely pink and yellow flowers. So there's a variety on the sandhills. And again, the grasses are well worth looking at too. And some of the shrubs are flowering there as well.
Okay, so that sandhills have got a lot to offer. Where is the best carpet?
Okay, yes. I just had a lot of trouble keeping driving when I was driving from Windora to Quilpie and again from Quilpie to Eulo. And the little yellow gardenias are literally a carpet across the landscape, and they're interspersed with the beautiful paper daisies, which last week were not quite out, and I'm thinking probably the first week in September they'll be celebrating spring.
Will it just take a bout of some hot weather to burn them off?
I think you're right, Nicole, that the hot weather will start to increase the chances that the actual plants are going to die, and then the everlasting flowers hold on a little bit longer, but the softer little flowers won't last much past the heat. But so yes, time to get out now and until probably end of September maybe. But if we keep cool weather happening for a while, they'll persist for a bit longer.
With so many beautiful examples of flowers out here in quite an unusual, you know, in a very vast, beautiful setting, does this open up the door, I guess, for commercial operations, or is it just, are the seasons just too variable?
The seasons are too variable to get something going from here. With some of the larger plants, with silver-leafed ironbark in the desert uplands, I think there was some work done on that in the past, but the trouble with out here is the freight and getting it to where the demand is. That's the real issue in terms of actually harvesting native plants. In terms of trying to get some of the native plants into the potted colour industry or into some of the other cultivated areas, it's a bit of an issue because it takes a lot of plant breeding to get it to a stage where it's going to be actually useful and saleable. So it's just, I guess, enjoying it while it's here and making this an even better place to visit at this time of the year. I guess one of the things that strikes me too, where we've got the beautiful flowers, we've got such contrasting soil colours and soil types and soil structures. And so I'd really encourage people to take the time add an extra day into your trip, depending how far you're going, but take the time to actually get out and have a look at some of this stuff and take some photos and just really absorb some of the beauty of the landscape.